But the Western Bulldogs have been very, very keen to find out what Sam Darcy was going to produce for them throughout this season. Number two draft pick. He's been out there a couple of times now, and boy, he's looked pretty comfortable, and he's been good enough to join us on the line this morning. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
Good on you, buddy. Nice to have you with us. You've had to wait a while. You had to wait a while to get out there at AFL level, but what's it been like the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed my my first 2 weeks at AFL level. It's been a good experience running out with the boys for the first couple of times. So, yeah, really enjoyed it.
Were you getting a bit impatient? There's been obviously some injury issues with you at the start of the year, and you had to find your way into the team at some stage. Were you impatient?
Yeah, it was definitely quite frustrating at the start of the year. Like as you said, coming with that navicular stress fracture in my foot, which was definitely difficult to deal with at the time. So yeah, it was pretty frustrating at times seeing a lot of the other boys debuting and getting games. But you know, I had good support around me at the club and at home, and yeah, was able to get through and just stick with the process. So, yeah.
Having a link already to the footy club, and I'm sure being around the traps a little bit more than perhaps most other draftees through your teenage years, is it what you thought it would be, the whole lifestyle of being an AFL player?
Yeah, I guess so. I've just absolutely loved my time so far. It's pretty nice just coming in and doing what you're loving every day. So, and it's a great group of blokes. So, yeah, I guess it is kind of met my expectations for sure.
You've certainly looked comfortable in your first couple of games. Have you been comfortable, or is it you just look comfortable?
I think I've had a few nervous moments in the first couple of games, but I think as I've played more and more minutes, I've gotten more comfortable and used to the tempo, I think.
And so one of the keys going in, obviously, to your first game was your marking, and we've seen that already with some of your intercept marking and your contested marking. But what I've been really interested in is your confidence to use the ball, particularly through the corridor, and take the risky kick. You've backed yourself in, which is a credit to you. How much of that is yourself, but also the license from Luke to back yourself in?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. I think, Bevo just wants me to just play my natural game and go out there and back myself, whatever that means. So, yeah, I think just, it's kind of myself as well, my strengths, hopefully, be able to bring that kicking. So, yeah, definitely been trying to back myself.
Do you think you'll end up as a key defender, or do you think you could find yourself in the forward line or even maybe in the ruck, considering how tall you are?
Yeah, that's still up for debate, I think. I'm not 100% sure, but, I think it's been able to play all three lines this year in the VFL, so that's been nice. So I think wherever the team needs me or whatever Bevo thinks will best suit my strengths. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy, whatever.
Now, Bevo's not listening to the program, so you can say what you like here. If your magnet was... you were holding your magnet on a blank board, Sam, where would you put it? What position would you put it?
Yeah, at the moment, I'm pretty happy in the back line. I think certainly okay down there, but in the future, I think I'd probably see myself as a ruck forward ruck kind of type, I think.
Okay.
And Luke Jackson type.
Jackson type, there you go. That makes sense to me. And what about, how tall were you when you first arrived at pre-season? What did you weigh? And has there been any alterations to that since?
Yeah, I think on the AFL app, I'm 205, and my latest scan was 207.5, 208. So, yeah, it's grown a little bit. And then the scales, I think I put on about 3 to 3 or 4 kilos, 5 kilos. Since joining the club, so it's been nice.
So you're 208. You put on an inch in since you've been drafted. That's quite something when you get into that level. That's very large, but you're very athletic, and I believe you did a bit fair bit of work with one of the gurus through your teenage years, Bowden Babichak, who's had a great history with athletes, not just in football, but basketball and soccer as well. Tell us about the influence of him on your physical and athletic prowess.
Yeah, Babba's been awesome for me. He's just such a great bloke and been supporting me the whole way through since a very young age. And yeah, just the way he's helped me try and not only play the tall, but try and play the small, getting those low positions, and helped me with my speed and athleticness, like jumping and stuff. So yeah, Babba's been awesome and been able to still see him quite frequently. So yeah, love having Babba in my corner.
You've had a bit of time with him, haven't you, Daniel?
Yeah, well, I wasn't quite as athletic as Sam, but he tried.
Hey, Sam, we spoke to you before you got drafted, and you know the pressure going in as a potential high draft pick, father-son, Your grandfather played for the footy club as well, and you kind of was you're saying how you were taking it in your stride. Now you've played. Do you feel less pressure? Are you embracing the family connection? I'm interested now you've actually played a couple of games, how you feel about all of that and the comparisons.
Yeah, you know, I think I've always embraced this being proud of having dad and granddad play for the club. So, yeah, I don't really feel a sense of pressure. I just kind of just see myself as anyone else and just, yeah, that's probably my mentality going into it, I think, yeah.
And what about your dad calling you, taking a big mark in defence or kicking a goal? Is that something you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I'm not sure if dad will ever end up calling me. I think he was scheduled to do my game on the weekend, but started to change it up, so I'm not sure he'll feel comfortable with doing that, I think.
Yes, we'll see what he does, the big Luke. I saw him last week. He's going gangbusters at the moment. But the Bulldogs, you've got a very big game this week. Hawthorn in Utah Stadium in Launceston. You win and you're a chance. Like, everything's on the line this week. Obviously, the result of the Carlton Collingwood game is important as well, should you get the victory. What's the mood like this week? Is there a bit of edge around the Doggies camp this week?
Yeah, there is a bit. Like you said, we're relying on another result as well as us getting up against the Hawks. So, yeah, there is a bit building on this week. So, fingers crossed, all goes to plan.
Righto. It would be very exciting for the Bulldogs camp in what's been a relatively up and down year to be able to get to a point where you play finals would be great for the Bulldogs fans, Mark Stevens in particular. Hey, Sam, great to have a chat to you, mate. It was great. I saw your first game against Freo the other day and I thought, bloody hell, this kid's going to go gangbusters. We wish you the best of luck for whatever comes your way, hopefully a finals campaign.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Really appreciate it.
Good stuff. Sam Darcy with us from the Doggies, number two pick. 844 centimetres tall, growing every single day.